May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. As I begin, I'd just like a quick word with our new ecumenical associate first. John, I knew that you are chair of the Southeast District of the Methodist Church, but I didn't know until recently that this is the biggest of the districts, nor did I know that it includes both Gibraltar and Malta. It would be easy now to make a joke about what a hard life you must live, or indeed how difficult it must be to visit those churches on horseback. But seriously, the responsibilities we recognize are onerous. The widespread of your churches, and in particular the tradition you come from, which recognizes the importance of the local church. Alongside that, it's well known that the Methodist Church is generally struggling, both with numbers, ministers and congregation, and with money. I say that not to gloat, for we struggle too. I name it because I want to emphasize the respect we have for you, how easy it is to recall that line from the hymn, "We feebly struggle, they in glory shine," and always feel that others are doing better than ourselves. But our prayers are with you in testing times. Mother Teresa said, "We are not called to be successful, we are called to be faithful." And if we're staying with mothers for a moment, Mother Julian of Norwich said, "God said, I did not promise that you would not be tempested. I did promise that you would not be overcome." So, John, actually, it is because you are positively engaging with pressing difficulties that we need you here at Guildford Cathedral. Verse 38 of the New Testament reading, "I am sure that neither death nor life, nor half-filled churches, nor empty bank accounts will separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord." So that if that is my opening word to John, I'd like to say a word about John too. Because as Bishop Ian mentioned at the beginning, I'm rector of two churches here in Guildford. St. Mary's, Quarry Street, lovely, ancient, both the people and the building. And after trying to revive the place for 10 years or more, we have been coming close to exhausting the possibilities that came to us. At which point, Guildford Methodist Church, based in Woodbridge Road, came along and said, "Would you like to form a partnership?" And all I can say now is that it has been as staggering and as awe-inspiring as I can imagine, the change that has happened. Just earlier this week, I went to see someone whose husband had died on Monday. And at the end of the visit, she said, "Robert, I want to thank you. Thank you for all that the Methodists have done at Quarry Street." Just at the time I thought her bereavement would absorb all her energy, she wanted to pay tribute to all that is happening there. What's more, the partnership, John, that we are enjoying with you is more and more making St. Mary's common ground. where the Orthodox community, the town centre chaplains, St. Saviour's and St. Nicholas, amongst others, are finding a place both for mission and for worship. It's buzzing. We're not there yet, but we are finding for the first time in a number of years that we can see ourselves both as a sustainable and sustaining Christian community. And this has come about because Guildford Methodist Church has brought with it a focus on mission. Those nurtured by the Book of Common Prayer are no doubt faithful in prayer, but haven't always got that pressing urgency of mission, which we now feel we're finding and enjoying. So, John, as well as your duties that absorb you throughout the southeast of this country and abroad, and in your current role as superintendent of Guildford Circuit, we need to say thank you for your oversight, encouragement, and helping us get on with what needs to happen now. We could not have done this without you. And by you, I obviously mean not just you personally, but you and your people. Verse 31 of the New Testament reading: if John is for us, who is against us? Oh, St. Paul said, if God is for us, but I'm sure he would have said, had he known you, John, what I just read out. And my other church at Holy Trinity is this year 250 years old. And as part of that, celebrating the heritage that goes back to the 18th century, we invited Lord Griffiths, now minister at Wesley's Chapel, to give a lecture. Brilliant. Two things stand out in my memory. One is that he corrected the view that Methodism is simply a theological breakaway from the Church of England, stressing that the people of the Methodist connection started by building schools, helping poor families, increasing adult education, and doing what we would now call soup kitchens, taking responsibility for the neighbours in their locality. Most of my congregation left the lecture saying, I never realised I am at heart a Methodist. But Lord Griffiths also reminded us of our more recent history, saying, beware the Church of England. Since the 1970s, the Church of England has treated the Methodist connection in a rather shoddy way, missing a number of chances fully to embrace you as brothers and sisters. I'm reminded of that poignant image at the end of the parable of the prodigal son, where the two brothers seem rather remote from one another, one in particular holding back from a full embrace. The Church of England has sadly often a tendency to be pompous, proud, and prelatical. Bishop Ian, of course, excluded, but he, I think, would be the first to acknowledge that at times we become too bishop-like and pompous and proud. And so, John, we need you here at Guildford Cathedral as a friend. And when we are pompous and proud, you will tell us so, And because you are a good pastor, you will also tell us what we do right. So, when external times are pressing upon us with difficulties, friendships are so important as we remember that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.